If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two. Old School on a Monday. Nicole Griffin, Connor Happer, 6 to 8 tonight. Take you through the evening, so buckle up. Don't go anywhere. Appreciate you guys all on the Starter Hammer text line. Adding up, and you folks who have called in the Honda Lincoln Hotline, you guys can follow on the Starter Hammond video stream. You can do that on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And we have thrown away our scripts for the day. Nothing matters. We are just all over the place. And I have to tell the story. So, Jay, when you say, and the text line agrees that this is a topic that needs to be considered, and you can tell me that you, if this is true or not, do you or do you not know players who got bags of cash in their recruiting?
None that came here, though.
Well, they didn't be here.
Yeah, but none just, in Nebraska.
None
in Nebraska.
No,
that's honestly got truth. None in Nebraska. I mean, nobody else got recruited when I was coming out of Minnesota. But, like, when you get to the NFL, you hear some guys talking about it. But, you know, nothing like – it was just different, you know. I think Nebraska, you know, didn't really do anything. But I know, like, when my dad was telling me about when he got recruited.
Oh, your pops got – look, those stories are legendary, man, in D.C.
Because you could
like, in D.C., everybody knows what happened with your pops. Because remember back in the day where everybody knew everything.
Yeah, and the thing is, that's crazy. He said you could have as many visits as you wanted. So when I was coming out, and I'm sure it's the same now, you only could go on 5.
Right.
So back then you could go as many as you wanted.
I would say sometime around 76, and then again in like 84, they changed the numbers a little bit.
So he was going and just collecting everywhere. So it's different.
I went on several unofficials.
Right.
But I went, so you'll understand this. Nick won't understand this. I went to HBCUs for my unofficial visits.
Right.
So, you know what kind of parties, yeah, I walked up in.
Right, yeah.
Right, that was, like, you got the fraternity offers, right?
Especially
if you're going to come and play football, baseball, they line up to get you, right? So you knew what that was. And then I then went to, I was going to go to North Carolina, Wilmington.
Right.
And went to, well, North Carolina, Greensboro, and went to visit. And it was my first official visit. Nick, I got to the dorm. They were showing us the dorm, and there was a Klan march right down the – right in front of the dorm. And I was like, nope. went back to the bus station, got my tail on a bus, and headed back to Northern Virginia. And just there, like, it was like, no. Like, I left the shirts. I left the hoodies. I left all right, that. Like, right. I was like, I'm out. Like, this – no. Like, this – this is regular? And then I made one visit to college, and the rest was – that other one, I was it was a wrap. Like, I was there.
So. Yeah, usually – for kids, they usually know. You know, you get a good feeling. I felt like it was
– the text line is so
it
funny.
It was a
the text
good
line,
opportunity.
Jay, this is what – and this is from the text line, so don't get mad at me. It said, look up the Lincoln Parent Program. It was in place to pay Husker players until the NCAA made us get rid of it in the late 80s.
Yeah, I wasn't recruited in the late 80s. I wasn't recruited in the late 80s, man.
It was the wild, wild west, Jay. I graduated high school in 19.
I don't even want to hear them type of stories. Because I didn't get anything out of it.
Look,
you know?
Look, man.
Wet
blankets and nothing makes a football coach happier on a recruiting visit than a good Klan rally. My gosh. And the Klan rally was so big that it made the national news. So my mother and my grandmother are just sitting at home in Northern Virginia chilling. And they see the Klan
ain't
rally.
Ain't that where DP at?
Yeah, I was like, you know, baby. You know, so, and I called him from the bus station just to say, hey, I'm on my way home. And it was like, good, because we was getting ready to get in the car and drive down here to come get you. And it was bananas, bro. It was bananas to even think about. It. But the stuff that went on, like, so at the school that Barry and I played, like, Barry was highly recruited.
Right.
So Barry was recruited by A&M. He was recruited. Like, Barry was one of those. He was a left-handed running and throwing quarterback back in the day. So even in 78, 79. It was a big deal to have a dude who could run the triple option.
Sure.
And he threw left-handed. So he was Michael Vick before all of that, right? But we had three Division I Power 5 offensive linemen. We had a division – tight end went to Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina, Virginia. Like, it was loaded.
Right.
And I would hear their recruiting story. And the guy who was – when I was a sophomore and I came up, the guy that was the team captain was tailback, and he had already committed to Maryland in his junior year. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm like, well, I ain't going to beat this dude up, but I'm hearing the stories. Jay, I was like, okay, I need to get this – I need to make this happen. Like, I need to make this happen. Like, whatever's going on with y'all, I need for this to happen.
Right.
The amount of money that they got – and they went to those schools and didn't even play.
Right, yeah.
But the amount of money that they got, yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was pretty good.
That was the NIL money back then.
Yeah, it wasn't in effect.
Right?
Yeah, we did our tour. We would go from Richmond all the way down to Florida, and we would play 14 games.
Right.
At the start of the season. So we'd go south to get warm and play games. And when I was on the road, we were at South Carolina, and I got my first hit. And I stole two bases that day. And when I got back to the hotel, I went back to the hotel room and I opened the door and there's an envelope on the floor. And I don't know what it is, right? I was like, wow. Because when I went to college, I didn't have any money, Jay.
Right, I hear you.
I didn't have any money.
I hear you.
So in this envelope, there was $300 cash.
Balling.
Right?
You can't tell you nothing after that.
Oh, well, here's the thing. So I didn't tell anybody, right?
Yeah.
The next night, we went down to Spartansburg, and we played Spartansburg Community College. And this was the greatest – this may have been the greatest baseball environment I had ever been in to that point. Because there's probably 4,000 people there on a Friday at noon.
Right.
And we go through, and I hit a bomb. Never, and it was the first college home run that I ever hit. And it went out. Got back to the room. Didn't think anything about it. Went back to the room. There's $500 in the envelope. Now, I'm worried. that I'm on, I'm in something nefarious.
Oh yeah,
like it could be, you know, drug dealers, and they right. think they got the wrong room, and people slide money up on the door, and I don't really know. And then finally, my assistant coach, and God bless you, Chip No, love you to death. Chip No looks. We go to breakfast the next morning, and we're just going to like IHOP, and we get there, and he goes, "So, did you get a visitor last night?" I was like, "Nah, coach, I hit curfew. I was good." He goes, No. Before you got back." I was like, "Why? How would I know if I got a visit?" I was like, "Oh." And he goes, "Yeah, how much did you get?" And I was like, "Did you do it?" He goes, "No, but I know who did it." I'm like, "How much did you get?" So I told him, and he goes, "Man, they cheated you. You hit a bomb. You're supposed to get more than that." So the rest of the year, all I could think about was somebody would hit a home run. I'm like, bank.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I literally was like, bank. And I knew how much it was. It was crazy. It was like, wait a minute. Two stolen bases. Right. $100 per stolen base. Allegedly. Like, nobody can. Well, you can't get me in trouble now. But, yeah, that's how they were getting down back in the day. And that was baseball.
Yeah, they get down. They used to get down real deal back then. But it might turn into that now just because there is, you know, with this NIL stuff and, you know, way people can take advantage of it. And, you know, whether it's the NIL or transfer portal, I wish there was some sort of, like, education system that could help these guys. Help
but
these
you
kids.
Can help. You can help.
Yeah, I mean, you got to
– You know, can help.
You got to get, you know, universities behind it as well.
Well, no, I mean, you can set your own foundation. You have a microphone and time. You can make this thing happen the way it's supposed to happen.
Right.
Like, I've said it to you 100 times. You are necessary in this space for this thing to get right. Like, you've been through it, and you can look out for all the young dudes and the young ladies too, right?
Right. Yeah,
been
I mean, don't chase short.
Will they listen, though, is my question.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing. They'll hear you, but they ain't listening. A lot of them.
How would you help that then? Like, what's the message? What's the message?
Them. I mean, like with the transfer portal, there is thousands upon thousands of examples of bad decisions, how it doesn't work out for them. And then you're out there in kind of like no man's land, and you're trying to play matchmaker with, you know, a university that has – you're trying to go on one date and marry somebody when they have 10 candidates they can all marry for these guys.
Mm-hmm. 100.
But yeah, maybe 100. I mean, whatever. You know, so they got plenty of options, and you're not the only one, and it recycles every year. Mm-hmm. So it's not like just 1 year. Then you can kind of get in there and – you know, get some sweat equity or whatever. And then with the NIL thing, I think it kind of potentially can hurt schools that are trying to be up and comers, right? Because if you get fan bases or businesses behind your team, it can take focus away from what you really need to do, because your biggest brand builder is going to be what you do on the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can mask that and do all the other stuff, but in reality, 20 years from now, if you say you make, just say you get $1,000 a week, right? Just 12 games, that's $12,000. Mm-hmm. Is that $12,000 worth respect 20 years from now?
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint, it's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
Thank you. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is $12,000
most? The answer is no, but most 20-year-olds don't have that kind of vision.
And no, they don't.
They don't have that. They're not thinking. They're not thinking long game. They're thinking short game.
Because the $12,000, okay, if you made eight and stayed more focused, is that $4,000 worth the risk of not having?
Well, here's where that is. Like, I knew I was for a fact that I was the poorest kid on my team.
Right.
And the kids who were from Colonial Heights who were millionaires' kids,
right?
They were working from a different space than I was.
Sure.
So, look, I'm relying purely on the meal ticket and whatever thing.
Which is understandable. But these kids these days that are on scholarship, I'm just in particular talking scholarship guys, are doing pretty well.
Oh, they're doing better than we were.
Right. A lot better.
So
you got to try harder at not making it work easily than you do than working to make it work.
But the work was always first. Like, I did the work first, and the right. people that offered other things were offering it because of the work. Like, because right. they could see that I was working hard. I actually paid attention to my academics. I it was a focus and a priority, and that didn't happen until I got there. But there were kids who had money and kids who didn't. And I look at it this way. As a matter of fact, most of the money that I got, I shared with people
right.
who didn't have money.
Yeah, I mean, it's –
like, who didn't have money. Because I was –
It's the advantage of kids that it's no different than me having an advantage with uncles that played big-time football and my dad playing, obviously, in the NFL, that the stories, the – being around people that
access.
The access
yeah.
is no different than I don't know, some rich family and they got kids and that's what they're talking about at Thanksgiving dinner or at dinner or Sunday dinners. You know, it's no different if you grew up in I don't know, can't say the mafia, but if you grew up in that thing of theirs or whatever
the
you want to call it, the family. And you're sitting there and you're learning how to, you know, wheel and deal in it, and you're seeing it with your eyes, you're hearing it, and you might be experiencing the car rides when you're going somewhere. So that's different. I just think, you know, look. I think the NIL and the transfer portal, in theory,
okay,
is good. Okay. It was thought to be good.
Okay.
I just think that the transfer portal makes it too easy of an out. And I can only talk about football. And we could dive into basketball. We could talk to Buzzy or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. But football is different because football is such a commitment sport because you only get 12 chances.
But those rules would then have to be put in place for the coaches who are gypsies themselves.
Well, and it's vice versa, because how many times have you ever seen a coach the day after guys sign in recruiting and they're gone to whatever school? So I understand that, right? So – you know, a lot of times, like I said, you know, Dan Young and Ron Browner was on the recruiting me. Coach Osborne still recruited me, but he wasn't my main recruiter, which he didn't have time to do. And he probably recruited other guys, you know, more high profile, which is fine. So, yeah, you know, like times are different because coaches would go to Nebraska or whatever and coach as long as they could 10, 12 years. So you'd be there, you know, two or three, four recruiting classes, you know, like go through 4 years. Now guys are going to their next destination very quickly. But ultimately, you know, you choose a school because of the university and X, Y, and Z and not the coaches. But what the transfer portal does, if I am from, I don't know, Minnesota, and I am a four-star recruit, and I've always been coddled, babied, and put on a pedestal and never really had to compete, right? Because, you know, generally, if you're a four-star recruit and a Power 5 recruit – 99 out of 100 times when you step on the field, you're going to be the best player or or
have the best skills,
you're going to be a you're going to be head and shoulders against majority of people you play.
Right.
High percentage of majority people you play with. Now, granted, states might vary, but just deal with it, you know, and so or follow along with me. So then you get here or anywhere, and there's guys that you didn't know about. Maybe 2 years prior, that was a two-star recruit that might have just been, you know, from Ashland.
And you know more about that now because of the internet.
Yeah, but you still, but he's still a two-star recruit. He's a two-star recruit from Ashland because he's from Ashland, Nebraska, not because he's actually a two-star recruit.
Okay.
So here I come, thinking that I'm the dude, and you get here, and you see a couple other dudes that, well, dang, these guys can actually play, so I got to actually compete. Well, let me go try to strong-arm the coach after I'm not producing or not working hard and say, like, hey,
that
look,
part.
Right?
That
say, hey,
part.
Look, dude, if I don't play as a freshman, then I'm out of here. Well, you don't want to lose any good player. You look, as much as the players, like, feel that you, like, these coaches put a lot of resources into these, you know, calling, getting to know them, want them to do well. No coach recruits a guy. No coach is going to say, you know what, I'm going to go recruit, you know, Derek Pearson, and I hope he ends up being garbage. You know, I want to get him here to campus, give him a $100,000 or $150,000 scholarship if it's $30,000 a year for 5 years, so forth and so on. And I want you just to come here, and I want you to just to be horrible. That doesn't happen.
Correct. Because he'll lose his job. If he,
right,
if
but that doesn't – nobody wants – I mean, no – one, he'll lose his job. He doesn't want – you don't go recruit kids with, like, malice intent, you know what I mean, or whatever you want to type in with bad intentions. You know what I mean? I think it's –
there's also a way that coaches, once they identify that the relationship doesn't work, before NIL and before transfer portal, those coaches would torture kids.
Oh, sure.
To get them to quit their scholarships.
Quit their scholarship or make it miserable. And that's on them, personally, them coaches.
Because
there's always a right way and wrong way to do it. You could pull Derek in and say, hey, look, D – or Jay or Nick or whatever, say, look, man, look, I love you. You work hard. You're a good kid. But listen, man, there's four guys ahead of you. You ain't never going to play.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot for you to play. Now, if you want to stay here and gut it out, it's going to be extremely hard. But I'm being honest with you because I care about you as a person. Now, look, when you leave, you're going to be MFing Coach Jay or whoever. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, when the dust settles, you're going to be like, you know what? He actually did me a solid by actually doing that. So – it goes both ways, and I just think kids jump in there too quickly without an idea where they're going to go, and this is what they don't understand. Just because you go somewhere else, there's going to be dudes there. And this is the thing with college football and parity. Yet, and what people don't understand is, you know, take Alabama, take the top five teams that are usually there, right? Ultimately, there's not a big difference. So there's parity from – say, like, number 6 all the way down to number 60 in the nation. Maybe even deeper than that, right? So the teams that – when that parity spread out, it's not just, oh, well, just somehow they're good. They got good players too. Now, the depth might not be there.
Right.
But the guy that's starting at said position, linebacker, can play, and he can play in that position and play, you know, in that system. So, you know, and then you get caught out there, and then, you know, next thing you know, you just – you know, it's not always it's not always the best decision.
I walked into that because being from Northern Virginia, we looked at Southern Virginia as bumpkin country, bumpkin. Like we were like okay, but because we were sophisticated, we were DCites, right? We lived the life, right? And I get down there, and the first day of practice, I was the only dude not from like Richmond or Hampton,
right?
And one of two brothers.
Right.
And I walked in, and I'm like, okay, let me show these clowns. I'm going to go run a little bit, and I'm going to show them. Man, they called all the outfielders up for sprints. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to float through this one. I'm going to hit them with this, you know, with this. There's a dude named Dickie Dixon who played center field. And Dickie could fly. Easily the fastest white dude I ever seen in my life, because I had never seen a white dude faster than me to that point. Dickie was flying, And I looked around and I was like, ain't nobody else see this? Like this.
Right.
And they said, well, yeah, Dickie hits leadoff. Dickie plays center field. You're not going to beat him out. I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's a reality check.
But what I did was I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? Show me the dude who played left field.
Right. Yeah, let me move over here and get with him, right? Yeah.
Show me the dude who hits second.
Hey, man. Like, hey, you better find a way. You better find a way to figure it out. I'm telling you.
Let me find that dude.
When I got down here, man, and I remember my best friend Jamal Lewis. And the one thing that I made sure I wanted to do is I wanted to pass the running test, because my dad told me, like, you don't pass the running test, that's just disrespect. Because if you don't lift weights or anything, least you could do is be in shape, right? Because he was like, you got plenty of time to lift weights. So I went out for like 2 weeks, and we had the 300-yard shuttle. So I made sure I, you know, was in shape for that. So I'm like, cool, I made it, you know. And you know, you're nervous from that. And we had a couple guys, you know, calling Earl and throwing up and stuff.
Ralph!
So I remember when I first saw, because we came in as freshmen, then obviously the real deals came in after. I remember the first time I saw, I was like, yo. I remember thinking, like, I don't know how I'm going to make this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, whether it's Christian Peter, Jared Thomas, Troy Dumas. I mean, Tony Veland was a safety, and he was yoked out the gills.
Right.
Even like little Kareem Moss. Baron Miles wasn't very big, but still he was, you know, ripped up. Tyrone Williams. And I'm like, dang, Tyrone Williams is 190 as a corner. That's what I am, trying to play linebacker. And I ain't never lift weights. I remember calling my uncle, and he was like, how was it? I said, yo. Hey, look, I'll admit, when you guys were always telling me I needed to run track and lift weights, I was like, nah, this is natural. Y'all know what the hell you're talking about. Now I know why. Now I know what you guys are talking about for the last 6 months, 7 months. And finally, once you get so deep into it that you ain't doing it, because I start fighting it, right? Because my dad was like, hey, you need to go up to the health club and work out and stuff. So I work, you know what my workout was? I walk right past the weights into the basketball court every single time. But then, you know, then I was like, hey. My dad was like, look, you way behind. You know, you need – obviously, I knew I needed a red shirt. And, you know, that was probably one of the best things for me and helped my success, because I had so much, like, growth to do that I wasn't maxed out when I got here. And I think a lot of kids in high school, they start training specifically for whatever sport they're focused on. And when they get here, they are maxed out. Not maxed out, but close to maxed out. Where I was there, I was like, I was at ground zero. I was below.
I never lifted until I got to college.
Right. So then, I mean.
And it was like, oh, okay, I got you now. Oh, that line drive that was going to the gap. Oh, it's going over the yard now. Thanks. Appreciate it. Let's start the break. Nick, I need a trivia question from you. Let's make somebody smile right now.
Come on, Nick.
All right. Come up with a trivia question. We're going to dive Nick. Into Beatrice Bakery. We're going to get into the goodies. And allow them to choose something that'll make them feel good, better, and make their tummy happy. Nick's Trivia is up next.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.